Hello, I'm Dana Goodnow from Pittsford Community Church, your pastor for the day. Many things in life are simply better when we do them with others. It's hard to imagine playing a board game alone. Viewing a natural wonder is always more enjoyable in the presence of family or friends. Prayer is like that. We can and should pray privately, but there's also power in public prayer. When we pray with others and when we listen to others pray, we expand our appreciation for God's work through our prayers. One of the most powerful public prayers recorded in the Bible is found in 2 Chronicles 6, verses 12 through 42, the prayer of Solomon when the Israelites dedicated the temple in Jerusalem. In verse 18, Solomon declared, "But will God really dwell on earth with humans? The heavens, even the highest heavens, cannot contain you. How much less this temple I have built?" This was a powerful public prayer. Jesus, too, prayed publicly. After some of Jesus' disciples returned from a ministry tour with stories of success, Jesus praised the Father. Luke 10:21 says, "At that time Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, 'I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure.'" In a way, Jesus prayed publicly from the cross. In Matthew 27:46, he prayed, my God, why have you forsaken me?" In Luke 23:34, Jesus prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Then in Luke 23:46, he prayed, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Of course, Jesus warned against praying in public with the purpose of drawing attention to ourselves. In Matthew 6:5, Jesus said, "And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others." Jesus wasn't forbidding public prayer, just self-serving prayer. The early Christians often united their voices in public prayer. Acts 4:24 says the people raised their voices together in prayer to God. Acts 7:59-60 records Stephen's public prayer as he was being stoned to death by the enemies of Christ. He prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Lord, do not hold the sin against them." We should listen carefully to public prayers and prepare humbly when leading public prayers. Let's learn to enter into the public prayers of the church. We'll discover that there's power in public prayer. Father, help us to have alert minds and engaged hearts as we listen to and lead public prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Dana Goodnow from Pittsford Community Church, your pastor for the day.